We have ourselves an incredible guest in the KCSN studios today, Warren Haynes, who's just put out one of our favorite records of the year, Man in Motion, joined us. Warren, it's so nice to have you come on out to the new music mecca of our day, beautiful Northridge, CA.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great to have you come out. And I have to ask a question. When you were a kid starting out, you know, did you ever envision yourself someday being part of not one, not two, but many what we could call really super groups of our time? Was that ever a reality to you, or was it just a pipe dream back in the day?
It was probably a pipe dream. I don't think it was a reality. No one could ever even predict, I think, that you're going to do any of these things, much less more than one of them. You know, like as an example, I joined the Allman Brothers in 1989. And as a kid, I was a huge Allman Brothers fan, but I had no reason to even delusionally think, oh, one day I'm going to be in that band, because I was way younger. I was 11 years old when Dwayne Allman died, but I was a fan even then. All I knew was that this is what I wanted to do, and I wanted to express myself as many different ways as possible, but I would never thought, you know, one day I'll be in this band and that band and another band. You just make those decisions as they come along. Sometimes something comes along and I think, well, I'm way too busy, but can I afford to say no? As an example, the Grateful Dead tour in 2004, my schedule was already so packed that I thought, when they called me at the end of 2003, said, we want to do this tour, we'd like you to come along. My first response was in my head, I don't think I can do it, but my wife and I talked about it. And we're like, well, let's see if we can make it work. So we wound up just making it one of those years where I was hardly ever home.
I think that might go for most years with you, the way you like
play. I do like to, I'm fortunate enough to love my job, and I think people can relate to that, because a lot of people don't. Anybody who does what they love for a living is truly blessed, I think.
In your early playing, did you set out exploring the blues, or was it more of the hard rock? Where were you at in your early pursuit?
Well, let's go all the way back. My first love was soul music. James Brown, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, Four Tops, The Temptations, Sam and Dave. So I started singing at a very young age, just in my room trying to emulate all my favorite soul singers. Then when I heard Cream and Jimi Hendrix and Johnny Winter, coincidentally, those were my first three guitar heroes. And so I studied those three intently, and then I would read interviews and see who they listened to. So that's the way I discovered B.B. King and Freddie King and Albert King, and even more obscure stuff like Son House and Robert Johnson, and of course Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. But I went through the rock door first, and then came back through the blues door.
And you, I think it's a good note that you started out as a soul singer, and with the new record, Man in Motion, Warren's inner soul man is coming out on this record, you know?
Yeah.
And it seems to me that the beauty of your solo career is you do get to explore sides, you know, ideas, contexts that you might not be able to do as easily within the context of an Allman's or even a Government Mule.
That's right, yeah.
And this record really has been a claim for, you know, well, it's on Stax.
Yeah.
So it certainly has that sense of history and perspective shining through. So when you went into this, was there that thought of, I'm going to lay down some really tasty soul jams on this one?
Well, what I first found was that I'd been writing a lot of songs that kind of wanted that sort of treatment. And after I'd written five or six of them, it started dawning on me that these don't sound like Allman Brothers songs, they don't even sound like Government Mule songs, but they do sound like they belong together, so maybe it's time for me to do another solo record. And you're exactly right in the way that, you know, this is the solo stuff is more an opportunity for me to do stuff that wouldn't make sense for the other projects. You know, so as an example, if 2 years from now, if I want to make a singer-songwriter record, it makes sense because it's not the Allman Brothers and it's not Government Mule. So when I recorded this record, I just wanted to pick musicians that I thought would interpret the music the best. We put an amazing lineup of musicians together. And then when Stax got involved, it all just kind of fell into place. It's like, wow, this is full circle for me, because all my favorite soul records, most of them were on Stax.
Sure.
You know? And so it's an honor for it to come out. And it is full circle for me, because I probably wanted to make this record for a long time. It just never seemed like the right time.
Well, why don't you give us a taste now? You know, we want to get in there and, you know, you've talked about how, and I get it, you know, when those records touched your pardon the expression, soul in your youth. And why don't you bring one of them out right now for us and lay some of that soul on our audience?
Sure, absolutely. This is River's Gonna Rise. Darkness has the faces, weep and hold the power. We don't need to be rich, we only need to be free. Chains of oppression never gonna break, but a day will come when we hold the key. Time will remind us that the people still have a voice, and we don't want violence until there's no other choice. But the river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Oh, the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day. Bells will be ringing, flames reaching to the sky, higher and higher, fueled by the winds of change. Sweet taste of freedom, fresh on the tips of our tongues, and the dust of the past is all that shall remain. Echoes of our voices ringing all through the town. We'll drown out the memories of the days when we were bound. Yep, the river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Oh, I said the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day. Yeah, we're gonna rise up singing like a bird on the wing. A million hearts beating to the rhythm that the new day brings. River's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Oh, the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day. I said the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day.
Got to let that full sustain come to a close, because that's just beautiful stuff. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, you know, certainly it's a record for our times, because there's hard times out there. Was that part of, were you feeling that out there in the atmosphere?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I wrote River's Gonna Rise, which is a few years ago, was right when the uprisings in Northern Africa were first starting to happen. And as I started completing it and recording it, of course, now all the stuff in the Middle East is going on. So it's like a protest song. So when I think about soul music, originally, all the stuff that we grew up on, James Brown and Otis Redding, But eventually, Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder and Sly Stone would write protest songs and politically based songs. So that's kind of where this song is coming from. It's kind of blending those worlds. So you take the soul music and the protest message and the blues guitar of like Albert King and put it all together, and that's kind of what I was going for.
Your fans have come to give you that freedom, I think, of making the records you want to make.
Yeah, which is pretty astounding in some ways that I'm able to kind of take them with me wherever I decide to go. And not that I don't mean that in a strange way, because I'm not going to make an opera record. I'm not going to make an orchestra record. But assuming that we have similar taste, myself and the audience, most of them are willing to kind of see where I'm going to go next. I think maybe even share my feeling that it's nice to do a bunch of different stuff as long as there's a connection.
Do you have another song from the new record you want to play? Is there something that you've in this setting come to really enjoy playing for radio audiences?
Yeah, there's only a handful that I can do stripped down like this. A song called A Friend to You.
All right.
Waters on the deep, and head first is the only way into this life. Oh, sit right down. Is there anything I can do to be a friend to you? Maybe give you something you could keep. But what would that be? Right on, right on, boy, your white horse into the wind. Critics, darling, poet to the working man. They try to love you, but they will never understand. Oh, sit right down. Is there anything I can do to be a friend to you? Maybe give you something you could keep. But everything you had, you either lost or you threw away. And I'll tell you at the end of the day, I guess that's what I'll be when you're finally through. You and your mystical charm, with a hole in your soul and another in your arm, and people bow down to you. They can never bow so low as when you sink like a stone to your blue throne. Wasting, wasting, wasting away, like the years we both seen come and go. And no way bring it all back, screaming your lungs out.
Where did all the listeners go? Did they turn their back on greatness? Did they turn their back on the light divine? They say every star burns out in time. So boys, sit right down. Is there anything I can do to be a friend to you? Maybe give you something you could keep. But tell me, what would that be? 'Cause everything you had, you either lost or threw away. And at the end of the day, I guess that's what I'll be. When you're finally through with me, when you're finally through with me, you're finally through with me.
That's bona fide, son. you know he's out there playing for all of you out there, because the man's putting so much into these performances, and he's just got us three mugs in the room with him. So I know he's not working up that kind of feeling for just the three of us. Like, if you saw us, I don't think we'd evoke that kind of feeling. You're here because Guitar Center is giving you some recognition. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, they do this thing called the King of the Blues, where Guitar Center and House of Blues are doing this event to find young, great blues guitar players. And each year they involve different musicians like myself, and I think Derek Trucks did it 1 year. A lot of wonderful people are involved. This year Joe Bonamassa is going to join me. He's going to be the MC of the thing. And it's really just a way of encouraging and rewarding people that are keeping blues guitar alive. So for me, that's really the impetus of wanting to be a part of it, because I think blues music goes in cycles. You know, what I do is always informed or influenced by the blues, whether it's blues music or not. But we need to keep that wave moving. And so I think it's important in that way. So Guitar Center is doing a great thing. And bringing out and discovering and nurturing great young talent.
That's tremendous. And certainly, you know, knowing Joe and yourself, you know, talk about mentors and great role models. And as you say, people willing to reach back, just like as we talked at the beginning, you know, the Johnny Winters and the Dwayne Allmans of the world influenced you. You know, and you now get to reach back and rekindle that with a new generation of players.
Yeah, and there's some amazing people out there. There's I started to say guys, but there's a lot of great women guitar players coming up right now, more than any time I can ever remember. Really soulful bluesy players and singers. And you know, I think that's part of our responsibility too, is to kind of keep that going, partially by inspiring people, but also by encouraging people to do this. You know, I don't give people the advice to join the music business unless I think they're obsessed with it. If you're obsessed with it and you know that's what you want to do, cool, give it 110% and know how hard it is. But if somebody does it and they're on the fence, then I would never advise someone to jump into it. And going back to what you and I were talking about earlier, it's a commitment. It's, you know, there's a lot of music now where bands or an artist have a window of success for 4 or 5 years, and then they fade into obscurity. When I was growing up, all the people that I was inspired by were lifers. They did it till the day they died, you know, whether they died young or old. I want to be like John Lee Hooker playing when I'm in my 80s, you know.
That means, A, we get to live to be in our 80s, and B, that means you keep playing. Those are two good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of those I subscribe to. Well, Do you want to leave us with a speaking of the blues guitar, and you got one you want to lay down for us that you would think would inspire some young man to pick up the proverbial axe and start to play some tasty blues? You got one in mind?
Yeah, let me see if I can think of something. I actually have a slide here that I wasn't planning on using, so maybe I can do something along those lines.
Sure.
Okay. You said you was hurting, almost lost your mind. Man, you love, he hurts you all the time. But when things go wrong, wrong with you, it hurts me too. Love you, baby, sure enough I do. But you love him, you stick to him like glue. But when things go wrong, wrong with you, it hurts me too, yes it does. You love him more when you should love him less. Oh, you stick by him, Lord, you take his mess. But when things go wrong, wrong with you, it hurts me too. To the freight yard, catch myself a freight train. Oh, leave this town, gonna leave behind this pain. Cause when things go wrong, wrong with you, it hurts me too. Said you was hurting, almost lost your mind. Man, you love, he hurts you all the time. When things go wrong, wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Well, that was a tasty tune. Okay, Adam wants to start clapping. He was loving it. You know, regarded as and recognized as one of the greatest guitarists of our times, we can't thank you enough, Warren, for coming by KCSN.
Thank you. And
we're really happy to have you now. I have to, you know, it's my duty to remind everyone that Warren's latest record is Man in Motion. And as we said, befittingly, on the Stax label, the man came out here and poured his heart and soul out for us today. I would encourage you all to go out and buy his record, the whole album.
Yeah.
Not one song, because you got to get the whole album to get the full feel of everything that he put into it. It's Man in Motion. It's Warren Haynes. Warren, thanks again for coming by KCSN.
My pleasure.